At some point, everyone needs to figure out what they can do. How much potential do I have? Can I actually accomplish what I dreamed of doing? Only a Game's Gary Wallach has the story of an athlete who dreams of a pro career, but his aspirations weren't always set so high.
About 20 years ago, when he was just a toddler, Pat McKenna was diagnosed with dyslexia. He grew up in the sleepy Massachusetts town of Millis.
I had a very hard time of focusing, getting my schoolwork done. It wasn't that I didn't want to. It was just I was so stressed out from not learning the material as fast as other kids.
People with dyslexia struggle with reading and spelling. Even though they're often very intelligent, the disorder can lead to all kinds of academic and social problems. Pat struggled through years of daunting schoolwork under teachers who were sometimes unsympathetic and unhelpful. And when he did get help and support, it was often embarrassing.
I used to take my test outside the classroom. It was called the resource room. And it was just that dreadful experience. They would have an aide come and get me and knock on the door, come in, and people would make fun of me. And it was frustrating because I didn't understand why people were making fun of me. I'm just getting help. I used to hate the red pen. And I cringed when I saw the red pen come out because red just established to me that it's not blood, but that's wrong. Like, can it be just a different color? Like, I hated red. I hated it for a passion because that was just memories I had of struggling, just the red pen.
One day, when Pat was in seventh grade, he had a math test. He really wanted to pass it, so he studied every day after school with his math teacher.
And I just failed this math test. And I found out I failed it right before gym class. And I went into that gym and I was so upset. And we played full hockey. And I just released all my energy. And after that gym class, I wasn't thinking about that math class. And I kind of knew right at that moment that, wow, you know what? Like, maybe when I'm having a bad day in school or socializing and stuff, I'll go work out or go play basketball, go play baseball. I used that as a tool. It made me a better student.
Playing on the Millis High School basketball, baseball, and golf teams did help, but Pat still struggled in the classroom.
Because there are some times that I wouldn't answer questions, and it wasn't because I didn't want to. It's just that I was so focused on trying to learn the material when everyone's already learned the material and getting the answers.
Pat began to develop his own coping strategies.
Once I saw someone raise their hand, I have a tennis ball and I whip it at them so it distract them. So they'd be like, who threw this ball at me? Everyone's attention would be on Johnny on the left saying, who threw the ball? And it's just me raising my hand.
Pat would use those extra few seconds to absorb what was on the blackboard so he could formulate an answer.
And I did those things to help me be competitive and know the teacher that I'm trying. And yeah, it wasn't a good thing, but in the same sense, it was good for me. I needed to do something. I needed to survive somehow.
Pat did survive high school. He graduated in 2011.
I graduated high school with sixth grade reading level. I'm like, how do you have a kid like that?
Pat and his family already had a possible answer to that question. They had sent him to a summer program run by Landmark College in Putney, Vermont, which specializes in teaching students diagnosed with learning disabilities, including dyslexia.
I never in my life put academics before my athletics. And I did at that moment when I said, you know what, let me go to Landmark. I feel comfortable here.
So Pat enrolled in the fall. He joined the baseball and basketball teams.
That first practice I saw, he was a real frustrated human being.
That's John Wood, resident dean at Landmark College. He was Pat's baseball and basketball coach.
I had to pull him aside because he was being way too over-aggressive, pushing and shoving. And I pulled him out in the hall and I explained that we weren't going to treat him as somebody who was dumb or stupid or talk to him loud or slow because he couldn't understand. And when I explained to him that this was a new beginning and that he didn't have to be that way, I immediately saw somebody who was going to work incredibly hard on the playing field and in the classroom.
But Coach Wood began to see more than just a hard worker. At the team's first scrimmage, a player on the other team began to shout at Pat and his teammates.
The kid said the N-word to one of the players on my team, and he called us retarded. And that word is such a big word that a lot of kids with learning disabilities got made fun of. That word is so powerful. And the player on my team flipped out, and I just grabbed him, bear hugged him, and brought him outside. I wanted him to realize, like, hey, that's just noise. Don't let that affect you, man. Like, don't let that affect you, what you have here, where you need to be in the next 4 years.
Coach Wood named Pat McKenna captain of the basketball team, and shortly thereafter, of the baseball team. Pat said he had never before thought of himself as a leader.
No. I was always the kid in middle school and high school in the back of the group, getting picked last. I go, oh, Pat's a good athlete, but he's just not all there. But I was getting picked first in everything and landmark, and I didn't know I was a good leader. Coach Wood really showed that to me.
He was a natural for that. I've never had a player in either sport in 25 years that pushed themselves so hard. He would shake hands. He would pat guys in the back. He would tell them when they made a good play.
In the classroom, Pat began to get the kind of help he had always needed and wanted. His freshman English teacher began by trying to help Pat slow his brain down as he read his own writing.
And the teacher would be like, okay, read that back. So then the sentence says, the dog and the cat walked to the park. She'd go, okay, read it. The dog and the cat and the fish walked to the park. Pat, the fish is not on the paper. So I was putting words in there that weren't even in there. So they really just kind of broke me down step by step. It was unbelievable. I mean, I just struggled all my life. Now I'm going here and getting so much help. And it was overwhelming. It really was. There was times that I felt like, why do I deserve this?
Pat said he cried when he scored his first 100 on a test. In 3 years at Landmark, Pat was named MVP of the basketball and baseball teams. He graduated in 2014 and had done well enough to move on to Notre Dame College in Ohio, where he earned a bachelor's degree in special education. He maintained a 3.0 GPA there without the comprehensive support system he had at Landmark. And he pitched for the baseball team. Arm problems limited him to only one inning at Notre Dame. Not much of a stat line, but...
I didn't care. I wanted to play professional.
Last summer, Pat was invited to spring training by the Roswell Invaders of the Pecos League. He pitched 2 games, but was quickly traded to the Bakersfield Train Robbers. He pitched in 1 game there before getting released. Pat is now working out near his home in Millis and putting his special ed degree to good use. He's working as a counselor at a Boston area school that helps kids with emotional, social, and academic issues. He's been invited to play this summer for the Garden City Wind, a Pecos League team in Kansas. He wants to keep playing and take pro ball as far as he can. No wonder. Pat once told John Wood that sports had saved his life.
And I almost cried because his participation in sports has maybe not saved his life, but it's created a life that is far different than what it would have been otherwise.
Pat McKenna can dream big now, in part because his coach and teacher accentuated the positive.
He really never said weaknesses. He kind of said things you need to improve on. Those are two different words. He's just the best coach I've ever had, still to this day.
That's Pat McKenna speaking with Only a Game's Gary Wallach.